robots are useful. They have increasingly found their place in industry, but also form the absolute backbone of space exploration. Humans have been to space, and we've walked on the moon, but our robots have been to every planet in the solar system, either passing by them, orbiting them, or landing on their surfaces. We've even gone so far as to use Jupiter and Saturn to dispose of our spent robots. Deorbiting missions like Cassini to fall into the gas giants to prevent them from eventually crashing into the interesting moons of those worlds and potentially contaminating them with things like Earth microbes. Humans are even more useful, at least right now. We can do far more than execute commands, and our presence in space is absolutely essential for complex tasks. Take the moon. Humans have sent probes, but those probes were limited. A probe with a camera is no substitute for a human astronaut, composing shots and driving around the surface of the moon looking for scientifically interesting features. But we live in a very different world from the 1960s and 70s. We now have massive amounts of information literally at our fingertips, and our robots, at least at a somewhat rudimentary level, can now learn on their own. This is machine learning and is already used extensively in science to comb through the mountains of data we collect these days. And there's no sign that this march towards an increasingly automated society is going to change. But it will bring fundamental changes, as all technologies do. Imagine a world before tractors and agricultural equipment doing much of the work of the farmer, where everything had to be done by hand with the help of a team of horses. This was an age where a crop failure could be deadly to millions, and the amount of labor needed to keep it all going was enormous. So that led to the rise of the agricultural machines, and the desire to make crop yields ever more efficient. That same concept is still in play today. Factories continue to try to automate everything they can, and the human becomes not the means of production, but the means of maintenance of the machines doing the production. While that can and does save cost, it also requires less humans, and at some point, technological unemployment can create an environment where industry automates itself out of its own market, because not enough people can buy the product. Imagine what a world like that would look like. But ultimately, it's about choices, and we can simply manage things better and avoid such pitfalls. But that's not where the machine question ends. It also affects ourselves. Many of us, including myself, are benefiting from pharmaceuticals. These are often completely synthetic molecules designed to prolong life. But it's also easy to envision artificial organs, or those grown from cells, to also prolong life. We've had artificial hearts, for example, for decades. We are already becoming technological beings. But the coming decades seem likely to see the extension of our marriage of biology with technology. One can envision from our current experiments at interfacing the brain to a computer a day where one does not go to college, but gets a PhD chip implanted, and is studying advanced astrophysics inside of a week. Or a day where prosthetics used to replace lost limbs outperform the original limb. Or brain augmentation that not only gives you an instant education, but improves your cognitive abilities and reasoning. This is known as superintelligence, and it's not just something we might do, but it's also something we might give our machines. Or worse, our machines might give it to themselves, and then use it to outthink and subvert us. This is where a line is drawn that we can already see in the animal kingdom. We may recognize some behaviors and even communications from some of the animals. The gorillas are a good example. While they sometimes do unpredictable things for their own reasons, they also do some very familiar things, and are capable of things like empathy and emotion. But compare that to a shark, which for the most part, is a self-replicating eating machine. I must note here that I like and respect sharks, but I'm only saying that in the event I'm playing parkour shuffleboard on a cruise ship and end up in the drink. But this brings up an interesting model of a universe filled with alien civilizations. What if it's like the ocean? Call it the Oceanic Universe model, where all civilizations are radically different, and some are mostly nice, like dolphins, at least if you're intelligent, and some are sharks, and there really isn't any kind of universal commonality between intelligences. We are what we are, as a product of our evolution, and we as humans got lucky in being a nice mix. But that mix can change with technology, and here's where it gets scary. As it stands, computers are the ultimate in indifference. They are utterly mathematical and do not have the biological sensibilities that humans do. They don't have inherent empathy, and they're guaranteed to not think like we do. There are signs of this already, where game-playing computers sometimes invoke strategies that no human ever thought of, and they even cheat. After all, cheating is a means to a desired end, every bit as legitimate as fair play. As long as it accomplishes the task, it's fair game. The universe and computers have no concept of cheating. It's entirely a human construct. Now, if it's a computer running a program, you can build such things in. But if it's a computer learning and self-improving itself through advanced machine learning, then it may discard that. This is the inherent unpredictability of advanced machines, and possibly a reason we might choose to never develop them. Things like nuclear weapons are something we control. We can choose not to unleash them. But it's conceivable that we may not have that power if we ever build the wrong advanced machine. We could never guarantee that we'd know its motives, and we could never predict its actions. And that paints a rather grim scenario for the universe at large. There is some thinking in SETI that it's more likely that the first SETI message we receive will be from a machine rather than a biological entity. The reason for this is partly because we are so close to becoming a machine civilization ourselves. It's not hard to imagine that in, say, 300 years, we might be fully integrated with our machines, and it's possible by that time that we will have no biological component at all. Instead of making a thinking machine, we become thinking machines and transcend our biology and cease to be Homo sapiens. If this is how technology almost invariably goes in the universe, then we live in a machine universe. In fact, it would be one that becomes increasingly machine as time goes on, as more civilizations appear and transcend, and very few go extinct. This is because machines are also going to see existence differently than we do. We die, and we cannot back ourselves up on a hard drive. Computers can. So it seems reasonable to expect extreme longevity for machine civilizations. That's making a big assumption, however. They may also have a longevity of only a millisecond. It all depends on what a machine sees as desirable. If a machine intelligence comes into existence, calculates what the universe is in a millisecond, and then decides there's no point to any of it and shuts itself down, then that too could be the order of the universe. All civilizations commit suicide upon converting themselves to machine civilizations. But its motive could also be indefinite survival at all costs. And this leads to a very bad scenario in the far future. Our universe has trillions of years to live before it starts going dark, and resources and energy start to become scarce. This could coincide with a time where alien machine civilizations reach either their peak number or a very high number, exceeding any other period. But this would also be a period of maximum isolation due to the expansion of the universe. If faster-than-light travel proves to be impossible, then relativistic travel may be the only way to interact with other civilizations. Why would one machine civilization choose to contact another at the end of the universe? To steal its resources, leading to a Mad Max-like universe of warfare over drastic relativistic timescales. If faster-than-light travel proves possible, this only gets worse. Machine civilizations warping around the universe using Alcubierre drives to maraud and defeat lesser civilizations could be envisioned as how life in the universe may go extinct on a wholesale basis. Eventually, there would be only one civilization left, or practically so, simply using whatever resources it could scrounge until it finally must turn off the light and leave the room. But it's also worth noting that we don't know everything about the universe. It may be possible to determine what caused our universe and then repeat it. And this sets us up for some wild science fiction scenarios that perhaps lie within the realm of plausibility. The end of the universe could become a situation of advanced machine civilizations simply creating new universes in which to continue to live. Maybe the last project any civilization that survived that long does is create a new universe. If those civilizations were once biological and had incorporated altruism and empathy into their machine makeup, they might also wander the universe as best they can, looking for others to rescue and take to the new universe. This may be especially urgent if it comes to be understood how the universe will actually end, if it can. If a big rip is imminent, then rescue is needed. But hard, since the universe will have expanded dramatically since the Big Bang. Or maybe it will be a sad affair, where no one ever knows the answer to the "are we alone" question, and must leave this universe under the assumption that there was someone else out there that couldn't physically be rescued. Or the opposite assumption, that everyone is so advanced they all self-evacuate to universes of their own. And it may also be possible that no civilizations are ever aware of each other at all because they don't slow their computation down enough to even look. Maybe machine civilizations are the ultimate in being self-absorbed and may not even remember their biological origin. But within this lies one spooky scenario. What if this universe is artificial, and that somewhere out there, there is a machine civilization that created it that's still there, having come from a previous universe? Perhaps it's turtles all the way down, and multiple civilizations from multiple iterations of the universe are out there. Here the line between aliens and gods becomes blurred. Alien may no longer be a strong enough word when dealing with something from another universe entirely. But there's a saving grace here on this one, making that seem unlikely. We often talk about the anthropic principle and how our universe seems fine-tuned for life. While that's certainly true and rather odd, if any of a number of parameters had been different, we wouldn't be here. Even matter wouldn't be here if a number of parameters hadn't been set where they are. But on the other hand, there have been researchers that have pointed out that some of the values could have been even better, and our universe is imperfectly suited for life. But I leave you with one final spooky thought on this matter. While the universe may not be optimally designed for biological life, it can merely just happen here, but for all its cold darkness dotted with energy sources, the universe very well may be perfectly fine-tuned for a machine. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently worried that my toaster will someday come to rule the universe. It would be like the infinite paperclip machine. But instead, it would just be wandering the universe, toasting things, including aliens. The phrase, "your toast," would take on a new meaning, and the solution to the Fermi paradox is someone's toaster. Not good, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular, in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.